Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long?
Shalom, and welcome to His Word Heals. Today's program will be a continuation of last week's program. If you missed that, please go to our website at www.hiswordheals.com, where you can download that program and all of our others for free. And as promised last week, we're going to take a look this week at all of the prophecies or the events that happened in the second year of King Darawash or Darius. So just supposing that President Trump is a type of King Darius or Darawash, this would be his second year. And so we'll see if the second year of King Darius or Darawash in the scriptures has any parallel or resemblance to or possibly message for us in our day. So that's what we're going to look at today. So just for your information, biblically speaking, approximately April 2017 through approximately April 2018 would have been President Trump's first biblical year, starting on Passover and ending on Passover, of course. So then his second biblical year as president would be approximately April 2018 through April 2019. So let's just keep that in the back of our mind. So today we're going to start out with Ezra chapter 4, verse 24, which says, "Then ceased the work of the house of Elohim, which is at Jerusalem, so it ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia." So that tells us they had started the work on the temple, but it had ceased. And the building of the temple was taken up again by the Israelites in the second year of the reign of King Darius. Now we move on to Haggai chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 9. Haggai chapter 1, verse 1. "In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet." And of course, that is the first day of the sixth month, which would be the month of Elul. So that would be Elul 1 of the second year of King Darius. And of course, we know from past programs that Elul 1 begins the 40 days of repentance before Yom Kippur each year. And this year, that was August 12, 2018. So again, in the second year, King Darius, the sixth month, the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh came by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Thus spoke Yahweh of hosts, saying, This people have said, The time has not come, the time the house of Yahweh is to be built. Then the word of Yahweh came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, and this house be in ruins? And now, thus said Yahweh of hosts, Consider your ways. You have sown much, but brought in little. Eat, but do not have enough. Drink, but you are not filled with drink. Clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put in a bag with holes. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, and you shall bring wood and build the house, and I will be pleased with it, and let me be glorified, said Yahweh. When you looked for much, then see, it came to little, and when you brought it home, I would blow on it. Why, declares Yahweh of hosts? Because of my house which lies in ruins, while each of you runs to his own house. Therefore the heavens above you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its fruit. And I called for a drought on the land, and on the mountains, and on the grain, and on the new wine, and on the oil, and on whatever the ground brings forth, and on man, and on livestock, and on all the labors of the hands. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Yehoshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of Yahweh their Elohim, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as Yahweh their Elohim had sent him. And the people feared the presence of Yahweh. And Haggai, the messenger of Yahweh, spoke the message of Yahweh to the people, saying, I am with you, declares Yahweh. And Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehuda, and the spirit of Yehoshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of Yahweh, of hosts their Elohim. On the 24th day of the sixth new moon, in the second year of Darawash the king." So I'm going to be reading all of these scriptures that have to do with the second year of King Darawash in order. So the first one was on the first day of the sixth new moon, and that's when Yahweh told them that they need to be working on building his house again. Then, by the 24th day of the sixth new moon, they got started building on his house again. Now we move to Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 through 9, and this would be the second prophecy received in the second year of King Darius. So none of these prophecies began until the sixth month, the first day of the month, which would of course be, again, Elul 1, the beginning of the 40 days of repentance. So it's interesting that none of these prophecies were given until the first day of Elul and forward in the second year of King Darius. So Haggai 2:1. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the new moon, the word of Yahweh came by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Speak, please, to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehuda, and to Yehoshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Who is there left among you who saw this house in its former glory, and how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes as nothing when compared to it? And now, be strong, Zerubbabel, declares Yahweh, and be strong, Yehoshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, declares Yahweh, and work, for I am with you, declares Yahweh of hosts. The word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Mitzrayim, and my spirit is remaining in your midst, do not fear. For thus said Yahweh of hosts, once more in a little while, and I am shaking the heavens and the earth, the sea and dry land, and I shall shake all the nations, and they shall come to the delight of all the nations, and I shall fill this house with glory, said Yahweh of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares Yahweh of hosts. Let the glory of this latter house be greater than the former, said Yahweh of hosts. And in this place I give peace, declares Yahweh of hosts. So that's interesting. Verse 9 says, let the glory of this latter house be greater than the former. Is that the second temple that he's prophesying about and saying that the glory is going to be greater than the house that King Solomon built, the temple that King Solomon built? Because I don't believe historically that the second temple was ever considered to be more glorious than the temple of King Solomon. So perhaps he is talking about the latter house, the last house, the temple that's going to be in the millennial kingdom. Perhaps that is the house that he's saying is the glory is going to be greater than the former, than King Solomon's. So perhaps this prophecy is speaking to the generation that will see the rebuilding of the final temple, whether that be the third temple, or whether that be the temple of the millennial reign, or whether they're both the same, I don't know. Okay, moving on. The next one we're going to read is Zechariah 1:1 through 1:6. And that took place in the eighth month of the second year of King Darius. So that would have been corresponding to October 10th of this year to November 9th of this year, would have been the eighth month. Zechariah 1:1. In the eighth month in the second year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, Yahweh was very angry with your fathers, and you shall say to them, Thus said Yahweh of hosts, Turn back to me, declares Yahweh of hosts, and I shall turn back to you, declares Yahweh of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets proclaimed, saying, Thus said Yahweh of hosts, Turn back now from your evil ways and your evil deeds. But they did not obey or give heed to me, declares Yahweh. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my laws, which I command my servants the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? Then they turned back and said, As Yahweh of hosts planned to do to us, according to our ways and according to our deeds, so has he done with us. Then moving on in chronological order, we're going to go back to Haggai chapter 2, verses 10 through the end of the chapter, which this prophecy is given to Haggai on the 24th day of the ninth new moon in the second year of Darius the king, which of course is Hanukkah, and this year that is December 2nd. Haggai chapter 2 verse 10. On the 24th day of the ninth month in the second year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus said Yahweh of hosts, Now ask the priests concerning the Torah, saying, If one bears set apart meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches bread, or stew, or wine, or oil, or any food, is it set apart? And the priests answered and said, No. And Haggai said, If someone defiled by a dead body touches any of these, is it defiled? And the priests answered and said, It is defiled. And Haggai answered and said, "So is this people, and so is this nation before me, declares Yahweh, and so is every work of their hands, and whatever they bring near, there is defiled. But now, please consider, from this day onward, before a stone was laid on the stone in the Hekal, or house of Yahweh, since those days, one came to a heap of 20 ephahs, and there were 10. One came to the winepress to draw out 50 baths from the press, and there were 20. I struck you with blight and mildew and hail in all the labors of your hands, and there was none of you with me, declares Yahweh. Consider now, from this day forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day that the foundation of the house of Yahweh was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the storehouse? And until now, the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not yielded fruit. From this day on, I shall bless you." And a second time the word of Yahweh came to Haggai on the 24th day of the new moon, saying, "Speak to Zerubbabel, the governor of Yehuda, saying, I am shaking the heavens and the earth, and I shall overturn the throne of kingdoms, and I shall destroy the might of the kingdoms of the nations, and overturn the chariots and their riders, and the horses and their riders shall come down, each by the sword of his brother. In that day, declares Yahweh of hosts, I shall take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, son of Shealtiel, declares Yahweh, and shall make you a signet, for I have chosen you, declares Yahweh of hosts." Okay, next chronologically, we go to the 11th month of the second year of King Darwash, back to Zechariah, chapter 1, starting in verse 7. It's interesting how chronologically Haggai and Zechariah go back and forth. The entire book of Haggai was all given to Haggai in the second year of King Darwash. Zechariah was given his prophecies in chapters 1 through chapter 6 in the second year of King Darwash. And then chapters 7 through 14, again, were given to him in the fourth year of King Darwash. And that was all one big prophecy. So Zechariah chapter 1, verses 1 through 6 of Zechariah were in the 8th new moon. Then we went to Haggai through the end of the book in the 9th new moon. And now we're back to Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7, going on to the 11th new moon of the second year of King Darwash. And the 24th day of the 11th new moon will be January 30th, 2019. And that would still be considered part of the second biblical year of President Trump. So on the 24th day of the 11th new moon, the word of Yahweh came to the prophet Zechariah, saying, "I looked at night and saw a man riding on a red horse, and he was standing among the myrtle trees in the shade, and behind him were horses, red, sorrel, and white. And I said, My master, what are these? And the messenger who was speaking to me said to me, Let me show you what they are. And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, They are the ones Yahweh has sent to go throughout all the earth. And they answered the messenger of Yahweh who stood among the myrtle trees and said, We have gone throughout the earth, and see, all the earth is at peace and rest. And the messenger of Yahweh answered and said, O Yahweh of hosts, how long would you have no compassion on Jerusalem and on the cities of Yehuda, against which you were enraged these 70 years? And Yahweh answered the messenger who talked to me, good words, comforting words. And the messenger who spoke with me said to me, Proclaim, saying, Thus said Yahweh of hosts, I have been jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great jealousy. And I am very angry with the nations who are at ease, for when I was a little angry, they furthered the evil. Therefore thus said Yahweh, I shall return to Jerusalem with compassion. My house shall be built in it, declares Yahweh of hosts, and a surveyor's line be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again proclaim, saying, Thus said Yahweh of hosts, again my city shall overflow with goodness, and Yahweh shall again comfort Zion, and shall again choose Jerusalem. And I lifted my eyes, and looked, and saw four horns. And I said to the messenger who was speaking to me, What are these? And he said to me, These are the horns that have scattered Yehuda, Yisrael, and Jerusalem. And Yahweh showed me four craftsmen. And I said, What are these coming to do? And he spoke, saying, These are the horns that scattered Yehuda, so that no one lifted up his head. But these come to trouble them, to throw down the horns of the nations that lifted up their horn against the land of Yehuda to scatter it.
And I lifted up my eyes and looked and saw a man with a measuring line in his hand. And I said, Where are you going? And he said to me, To measure Jerusalem, to see what its width and what is its length. And see, the messenger who was speaking to me was going out, and another messenger was coming out to meet him. And he said to him, Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem is to remain unwalled because of the many men and livestock in it. For I myself am to her, declares Yahweh, a wall of fire all around, and for glory I am in her midst. Oh, and flee from the land of the north, declares Yahweh, for I have scattered you like the four winds of the heavens, declares Yahweh. O Zion, escape, you who dwell with the daughter of Babel, for thus said Yahweh of hosts, For the sake of glory he sent me to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of my eye. For look, I am waving my hand against them, and they shall become spoil for their servants, and you shall know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for look, I am coming and shall dwell in your midst, declares Yahweh. And many nations shall be joined to Yahweh in that day, and they shall become my people, and I shall dwell in your midst, and you shall know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. And Yahweh shall inherit Yehuda, his portion in the set-apart land, and he shall again choose Jerusalem. Hush, all flesh, before Yahweh, for he has roused himself out of his set-apart dwelling. And he showed me Yehoshua, the high priest, standing before the messenger of Yahweh, and Satan standing on his right hand to be an adversary to him. And Yahweh said to Satan, Yahweh rebuke you, Satan. Yahweh who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? And Yehoshua was dressed in filthy garments and was standing before the messenger. And he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, Remove the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, See, I have removed your guilt from you, and shall put costly robes on you. And I said, Let them put a clean turban on his head. Then they put a clean turban on his head, and they put garments on him. And the messenger of Yahweh stood by. And the messenger of Yahweh witnessed to Yehoshua, saying, Thus said Yahweh of hosts, If you walk in my ways, and if you guard my duty, then you shall also rule my house, and also guard my courts, and I shall give you access among these standing here. Now listen, Yehoshua the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you, for they are men of symbol. For look, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch. See the stone which I have put before Yehoshua. On one stone are seven eyes. See, I am engraving its inscription, declares Yahweh of hosts, and I shall remove the guilt of the land in one day. In that day, declares Yahweh of hosts, you shall invite one another under the vine and under the fig tree. And the messenger who was speaking to me came back and woke me up as a man is awakened from sleep. And he said to me, What do you see? So I said, I have looked, and see, a lampstand, all of gold, with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven spouts to the seven lamps. And two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl, and the other at its left. Then I responded and spoke to the messenger who was speaking to me, saying, What are these, my master? And the messenger who was speaking to me answered and said to me, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my master. And he answered and said to me, This is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said Yahweh of hosts. Who are you, great mountain, before Zerubbabel? A plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of favor, favor to it. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands shall complete it. And you shall know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small beginnings? They shall rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of Yahweh, which diligently search throughout all the earth. Then I responded and said to him, "What are these two olive trees, one at the right of the lampstand and the other at its left?" And I responded a second time and said to him, "What are these two olive branches which empty golden oil from themselves by means of two golden pipes?" And he answered me and said, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my master." And he said, "These are the two anointed ones who stand beside the master of all the earth." And I lifted up my eyes again and looked and saw a flying scroll. And he said to me, "What do you see?" And I answered, "I see a flying scroll, 20 cubits long and 10 cubits wide." And he said to me, "This is the curse that goes forth over the face of all the earth. Every one who is stealing shall go unpunished on the one side according to it, and every one who has sworn falsely shall go unpunished on the other side according to it. And I shall send it out, declares Yahweh of hosts, and it shall come into the house of the thief and the house of the one who shall swear falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house and shall consume it, both its timber and stones." And the messenger who was speaking with me came out and said to me, "Lift up your eyes now and see what this is that is going forth." And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "It is an ephah measure that is going forth." Again he said, "This is their appearance throughout the earth. And see, a lead cover lifted up, and this, a woman sitting inside the ephah measure." And he said, "This is wrongness." And he threw her down into the ephah measure and threw the lead weight over its mouth. And I lifted up my eyes and looked and saw two women coming with the wind in their wings, and they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the ephah measure between the earth and the heavens. And I said to the messenger who was speaking to me, "Where are they taking the ephah measure?" And he said to me, "To build a house for it in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there on its own base." And I lifted up my eyes again and looked and saw four chariots coming from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of bronze. With the first chariot were red horses, and with the second chariot black horses, and with the third chariot white horses, and with the fourth chariot strong speckled horses. So I responded and said to the messenger who was speaking to me, "What are these, my master?" And the messenger answered me and said to me, "These are the four spirits of the heavens, coming forth from presenting themselves before the master of all the earth. The one with the black horses is going out to the land of the north, and the white ones have gone out after them, and the speckled ones have gone out to the land of the south, and the strong ones went out, eager to go, to walk to and fro in the earth." And he said, "Go, walk to and fro in the earth." So they walked to and fro in the earth. And he called to me and spoke to me, saying, "See, those who go toward the land of the north have given rest to my spirit in the land of the north." And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, "Receive the gift from the exiles, from Heldai, Tobiah, and Yediah, who have come from Babel. Then you shall go to the same day and enter the house of Yoshiah, son of Zephaniah. And you shall take the silver and the gold, make a crown, and set it on the head of Yehoshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and shall speak to him, saying, 'Thus said Yahweh of hosts, saying, See, the man whose name is the branch, and from his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the house of Yahweh. It is he who is going to build the house of Yahweh. It is he who is going to bear the splendor. And he shall sit and rule on his throne, and shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both, while the crown is for a remembrance in the house of Yahweh to Helem and to Tobiah and to Yediah and to Hain, son of Zephaniah. And those who are far away shall come and build the house of Yahweh, and you shall know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. And this shall be, if you diligently obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim." That's everything that I found that had to do with the second year of King Darwash. I think it's quite interesting that the name of the high priest in the rebuilding of the second temple was Yehoshua. So let's keep an eye on the rest of this second year of President Trump and see if it corresponds at all with the second year King Darwash. Then we'll look at the next 2 years leading up to the fourth year of President Trump for fulfillment of some of the prophecies, if not all of the prophecies, of Zechariah 7-14. We all need to be watchmen. We all need to read His Word as if it applies to us today, literally, because it may very well be. And next week, I plan to take a closer look at some specific parts within the second year of King Darawash. Yah willing, of course. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.
O Yahweh, how great are your works!